insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قال ألم نربك فينا وليدا ولبثت فينا من عمرك سنين.
Pharaoh said, did we not raise you among us as a child, and you remained among us for years of your life?
وفعلت فعلتك التي فعلت وأنت من الكافرين.
And then you did your deed which you did, and you were of the ungrateful.
قال فعلتها إذا وأنا من الضالين.
Moses said, I did it then, while I was of those astray.
فَفَرَرْتُ مِنْكُمْ لَمَّا خِفْتُكُمْ فَوَهَبَ لِي رَبِّي حُكْمًا وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ.
So I fled from you when I feared you. Then my Lord granted me wisdom and prophethood and appointed me as one of the messengers.
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing the 20th verse of chapter Shu'ara. قَالَ فَعَلْتُهَا إِذَنْ وَأَنَا مِنَ الضَّالِينَ. Says Moses, I did it then when I was, as you think, in error. This was the answer of Prophet Moses to the claim of Pharaoh that Moses had killed a Coptic man. And he was right. But Moses knew that that Coptic man is going to kill another person, and that person has asked Moses to help him. So, Prophet Moses thought that removing oppression of the oppressor is necessary according to intellect and reason, so killing the Coptic man seems to be right. And in that session, Prophet Moses, ala nabina wa alihi wa alayhi salam, added that he thought that helping the oppressed person makes Pharaoh happy, and Pharaoh would like what Moses wanted to do. But this was not the case. This is what made Pharaoh angry, and Prophet Moses escaped because Pharaoh wanted to kill him. And it got clear to Moses that what he, ala nabina wa alihi wa alayhi salam, had done was wrong according to the opinion of Pharaoh. There is also another commentary in this regard about the possible meanings of the word dhalin. Because here, the phrase min al-dhalin means I am from among the misled, so this does not seem to be right to attribute ignorance and being from the misled to the prophets. So here is another possible explanation. Some believe that the commentary of the word lal mentioned in this verse under discussion is referring to the practical deviation which is unintentional, and it does not somehow negate infallibility. Or it means astonishment, like the seventh verse of chapter Duha, where it says, "And he found you wandering and guided." وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى. So this is another possible explanation.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So, what we conclude from this 20th verse regarding the answer of Prophet Moses and how he justifies the act he has had, we understand that what happened in that fight between Moses and that Coptic man was that Moses punched him and he died with that punch. But this death was not intentional, and the Prophet Moses did not use any specific instruments for killing, and this was an unintentional event without any intentions from Moses for killing that. And Moses thought that this was right, and it was right because killing the oppressors is the right thing to do based on intellect and reason. Now that we are done with this verse, there are two more points to move on to the 21st one. The first point is that confession is a value, but when it does not suffice, you need to run away. When you do not have the power, you need to save your life. You do not need to commit somehow suicide by staying in one place and wanting to be killed. This is not what we call martyrdom. In this case, Moses flies away and somehow he escapes, as the next verse says, فَفَرَرْتُ مِنْكُمْ. So I fled from you because I feared from you. So this is one point that is worth mentioning. And the second point is that in argumentations and in talking and in discussions, sometimes you need to place your first step according to what your other side is wanting you to do. I mean, in this case, Prophet Moses accepts that I was in error, and then he goes on to justify his action. But if he were to justify his wrong deed in the first place, there would not be time for further discussions and explanations between the two sides. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry, and when faith began.